Simin, Peches, Einches, and Samachay, Ritz Hashem. Mechaber says in Peches, Kol Atmeim Kerim Batir Vekerim Kriyashma Mespalin, Chutz Mi Bal Kerim. Shreitzioi Ezer Mikol Atmeim, Vasri Bimidi Vertir Bimi Kriyashma, Tvila Ach Yitzpol. Chaber learns, not like the Rambam, that it's two different Gezeiras. It was one Gezeira that Ezra Aser Tzai Batir Tzai Batvilo, Kadesh Liu Tamina Khomatrina Nishangitana Gurdin. Va'achar kach bitlu oisa takona vimido adav aladin, sha'af bal keri motor bidivertur, kriyashma batvila bloitvilo, bloyachita tishkamachim pashraminik. The Maitha Machar Pasans, even though we saw that there's machlekes Yishanim as to when they were mavatal tvilas Ezra, was it only in his battle in Intero? Al derech that they were samech on Yehuda ben Vesira that divertur and amakabal tumo, or because it was but when he gets the tefillah, it already was not in his battle, and that's what Haigrain said, that we see that everybody's makbid, the minig ha'olam is to be makbid to be tevil before tefillah, or do we say it's in his battle in Gansen? That's the way that the Rambam goes, and that's the way that the Chaver goes, l'maisel. So le'halacha, even though there's machlekes Yishanim, kepaskan le'halacha, is that there is no chiv for tefillah even before tefillah, and it was in this battle in Gansen. The Takana of Ezra was in this battle in Gansen. But nevertheless, they bring down that the Magid told the Beis Yosef that his lashon was Al tevatol tomid tefillas balkeri kiena to yudei matan tzara. So even though the Bechaber lemaisa passed in that way, however, the Magid told him to be makbid on it, and we saw the Rambam himself. The Rambam says that even though we dino, it's mutter, and that's why I wrote lahalacha, lemaisa he himself was never mevatol. Mishnah Berurah says the Gemara says that Machmer Tavaloi Bracha Marichin LeYom VeShnoisav, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Yisur Mekubal. The Tefila is Yisur Mekubal if it's Aydei Tefila, if there's Tefila first. Nevertheless, La Halacha it's Mutter. However, there certainly is this Ma'ala. There's certainly this Ma'ala. There was many that were Makbon on it. The Reb Chaim in Orchas Yisur has a shtickle on in Tyra. He talks about it there, and he says that Kenzain is Manenu, that it's very easy to go to the mikvah, and the mikvahs are warm, so you don't. The whole reason was because in Rebbe Tzibichan Lamed Bay, but nowadays it's not so difficult. So certainly Roy Lekol Echad, and he says Shamati, he doesn't remember from where, but all the svarim that were mekubal through behold with his Klal Yisrael, the people that wrote the svarim were nizer in Tefilas Balker. That's what Chaim writes in Chaim Kanievsky writes in the Sefer Archas Yisrael. It seems that while Hasidim were always makbid on this, however, Litaim lav dafkur, especially in Chutz La'aretz, it seems that they were not mechanech when it came to this. In a lot of places in Chutz La'aretz, it's not so common to have a mikvah. It wasn't so easy to go to a mikvah. So the truth is, like we'll see in a minute, it doesn't really have to be a kosher mikvah. Even swimming pool l'chor is okay. It's not always so simple. It depends where you live. But not always so simple to find the swimming pool. And the Mela wasn't always so common. However, they do bring down, I saw the paper that was going around, that Edirois from all the Gedoili, the Litvisha Gedoilim, that they tack a wormak put on it. Just the only reason we don't know about it is because they, the Davar Shaltzniyas, they were only makbid Tfilas Ezra when they needed it. They didn't go every day. And the Mela, they weren't mefarsim to anybody when they were going exactly. Therefore, it's not well known. And therefore, there were certainly many that were makbid. And what's that? Whether or not the lamed halacha. The question is, the lamed halacha is the amaroi, not 2,000 years later. Maybe the lamed minig, but not the lamed halacha. Lamaisa. The difference is only probably about here in Eretz Yisrael, the difference is probably waking up 10 to 15 minutes earlier. Gag, for most people, they have mikvahs all over the place, and therefore it's really not a big deal. However, it's certainly not a chiv. It's not a chiv. There are certainly milas. However, midino, it is mutter without it. Now, somebody that wants to be makbid on it, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Shabbos that you could go even on Shabbos. He says, however, you have to be makbid on a few different things. Reb Chaim actually brings them down in Rechas Yisur. Three things you have to be makbid on. First of all, it shouldn't be hot. Second of all, there are those that are meiko, like the carbon asano, that tvilo doesn't have a din of rechitza, and therefore it's mutter even hot mikvah. The Ma'aseh Shabura is machmer, that you should not go into hot mikvah. Second of all is you have to be careful not to do schita with the tyrus. And third of all is if you're in a place that doesn't have an eruv, you should not be carrying the water which is on you, especially if you couldn't dry it off because it's on your hair, whatever it is. Dalad amas b'shus haram. Those are things one have to be makbir on when you get to Shabbat. Now, what's the story with going to the mikvah in the swimming pool? So we saw it brought down. It's really l'chorah a mishnah mufreshes. The Beis Yosef brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. He says, "Kol svar achrinu sharboim saw mayim shuvim k'sherim letvilazu smuter mayim shuvim." But Pashas is a mishnah mikvoyz that mikvoyz shall akum b'chutz laaretz are k'sherim for bali kroyin. Because all you need is, you don't have to worry about anything. That's the Pashas according to Rebbe Yishenim. Maybe some Yishenim learn differently. On the page, the Rash, the Rambam, the Rosh, they all learn that the Vard is because what could be worst case scenario? That it's Mayim Shuvim. No, Mayim Shuvim is kosher for a Balkari. Pashas says that's a Mishnah for Reshes. Now, some people handle, is the filter on, the filter off? The Pashas, there is no problem even if the filter is on, because the only problem would be in a mikvah if it's Zeichalin. Zeichalin means that you know that there's two ways of Tara. There's mikvah and mayon. Mayon is metara filo b'zoichalin, and mikvah is only metara b'ashburin, not b'zoichalin. That means that it has to be kavu b'kayim, it has to be stagnant water. It can't be moving. That's only if it's moving from the mikvah to out of the mikvah. But if it's moving around in the mikvah, again and again and again, that's not zoichalin b'chalal. Amila, that would not be a problem. Even if there's a filter on, the filter is on, it still would not be a problem. The only problem would be if the water is coming out of the mikvah, if they're emptying the pool or whatever, and there's water and you're able to, the chilani keres, you're able to see that the water is going down, that would possibly be a problem. But papashtis, even with the filter being on, lechur is not a problem. Now, with regard to bathing suit, if you're in the pool, do you have to, is it a problem to be wearing a bathing suit? So we saw at the end, the Bir Halacha quotes the Eshkol, says that there's no problem with chatzitza when you get to it's one of the early Rishonim. If you look at the Eshkol, he actually says if it's chatzitza brave gufa, it's not because of the chatzitza, because he never went into the mikvah. We're not in the mikvah at all. However, l'chura, according to this, mashma, that will be, it's not a problem to wear a bathing suit. Some people, l'chatchila, to go ahead and have something which is mamash chatzitza, yesh lodin, is that a chasarin? Some people loosen their bathing suit that it shouldn't be so tight. That ba'etam to be tevel b'begadim yisoh and hachas nidah and kovtad yiches, it's not a problem. It's just it shouldn't be so tight. So make it that it's not so tight and then you don't have to worry about it. Pashas, the water gets in. And even if it doesn't, chatzitza's not ma'akiv. So lechur, that would be an easy way out. Friday afternoon, you go for a swim and you get two in one. Or in the morning. You shouldn't go swimming in the morning. Okay, before shachar. Interesting thing is, Rabbi Yashiv, I saw in Haaretz, in the Sefer Shurim from Rabbi Yashiv, he said that L'chura, the whole din of Mayim Shuvim, is only b'negeah to the second, he was going, working in the Rambam. The Rambam learns that there was two takanas. The original takana was Ezra for Tero, and the second takana was Shloyu Tomid Chom B'tzim for Tvila. That was later on, Bezin Shacharim. He says, out that, even Shuvim works. The second takana, Shloyu Tomid Chom B'tzim, that even Mayim Shuvim works, and that's what they were talking about for Tefillah. That's where it's enough to use Mayim Shuvim. However, for the original Takana of Ezra, in a Chanam you need, he was masakin it, Kain, the Takana of Terah, which is a person needs a Balkari, needs a real mikvah, and Remela, you need a real mikvah for that. It's also in the Piskei Teshuvos, and he brings down from the Shlach HaKadosh that on Yom Kippur, it's a Shaila, you're supposed to be tailed before Yom Kippur. So it's a Shaila why? Mishnah Berurah brings down Hilas Yom Kippur. Is it because of Keri, or is it because of Tshuva? So if it's out Tshuva, the Shlach HaKadosh says, the Kenzan you need, that it should be an Emes HaMikvah. It should be a, some people say there's different Milas, there is a different Milas. There is a Mila to a regular Mikvah, but Be'etzem Ikar Adin, a swimming pool is not a problem. Now how does a person who doesn't have a Mikvah, and he doesn't have a swimming pool, and he still wants to be knowing this Takana, what should he do? So we saw this Shaykh to do Test Kavin. Now, how does a person do Tisha Kavin? So Mishnah Berurah says, "Kosev v'matav Afrayim, the be'ish shvichas the Tisha Kavin al Adam yesh lo ilamet zokuf v'shtei Adam munochan nega liboy v'liyitzchak yisam v'chibu karbi rak v'revach tzas deshivoyim v'mayim gaim sham yazir l'ashem chen alav shishko v'kineged gufay mamish." Sounds like you're trying to get water, like we saw in the Meiri, that Tisha Kavin is the amount of water which could cover a person's entire body. Mainly you should stand in a way that you'll be able to get the water on your entire body. As opposed to if somebody just throws it against your stomach, it's not going over your entire body. It should be connected to the They should pour the bucket of water on top of your head, and you should be standing in a way with your hands connected to your lave, your chest, that water should be able to get to all parts. Now, the Achrayim ready murder that L'chair, it doesn't get to every part. It doesn't get to your underarms. It's not getting to everywhere. Kinira Chazal, from the fact that Chazal were Kaveh b'Nesino, and not b'Tvilo, Dafka b'Nesino, and you're not, you can't do Tishkam b'Tvilo, vice versa, it doesn't have to. It has to cover your entire body, but it doesn't have to get to every part of your body. And the same thing, the Chatzit is not Namakiv, so to this is also Namakiv. This was, it's Kain a Tvilo, but it's not Mamash, doesn't have the exact dinim of Tvilo. The Chur of the Mashmois is, according to this Mishnah Berura, that you shouldn't be bending over. If you, let's say, somebody's pouring over water over you, you shouldn't bend over and it's going to go on your back. Which would also be an idea that if you could use a shower, that you should be standing underneath the shower head. And it shouldn't be going, running down your back without coming on your head. L'chur, does that mean that you're not allowed to bend down with the soap and clean your toe in the middle? It's not clear. It's not clear. L'chur, the Mashmois would be that you'd have to... Yazir la shevchan olav, that should be keneged gufay, then in a chanami, the entire time the water should be covering his entire guf. That would be the mashmois. If the vart is just tisha kamen covers your entire guf, so then, and you need 2 minutes of a shower to cover, so as long as at the beginning it went onto your head, and then afterwards went onto your arm, then afterwards went onto your feet, l'chorah, it should be okay also, according to that. However, for the mishabur, it's not exactly clear. I would think the Mashmois is that it has to be dafka on top of the head. Now, how much water does a person need? So, Tisha Kavin is 1.5 sa. Arboim sa is a mikvah, and that is, according to the Chaim No, it's about 331 liters, and according to the Chazon Ish, it's 576 liters. It happens to be that the standard mikvah that they make is 1,000 meters, a meter by a meter. They make it a thousand liters. I'm sorry, that's a standard mikvah, which is for sure more than any shear that a person needs. However, even according to Chazon Ish, it's just more than half of that. Now, if you have a big bathtub, maybe if you have a jacuzzi, as a big bathtub, you fill it up with water. According to Lachur, you probably get it. According to Reb Chaim, no, you'd have a mamash atvilo in mayim shuvim. Make sure that the water is not coming out at the time. I don't know if you could have the jets on or whatever. That's lecher, if it's all just the water from coming around, then it's not a problem. Zoychalin. It's zoychalin inside the mikvah. It's not a problem. That's for arboim sa. Salvechetzi is, according to Reb Chaim Noah, it's about 12.5 liters. And according to Chazon Ish, it's about 21.5 liters. So, 21.5 liters, just to get a little bit of a picture of how much it is, the water coolers that they have, those big bottles, like 5-gallon bottles, that's just about 20 liters. 19.8 liters, I think it is here. It's 5 gallons. So it's basically, according to the Chazon Ish, it's a little bit more than one of those. Fill one of those up and just hold it on top of the person, then you're okay. According to, you're allowed 3 km. You have to put in a little bit more afterwards. But that's just about the amount. According to Reb Chaim Noah, it's just a little bit more than a six-pack of 2 liters in Gedi. That's about how much water it is. Lamais in the shower, I saw that Pesi Tshuva says, he says in the shower it's between 3 and 4 minutes, you'll have the biggest shear. I guess it depends what type of pressure you have in your shower. How close it is to Shabbos that you're showering. Kitzer, but he says, you know, for sure you'll have even the biggest shear if you're in three to four minutes. Now, what's the story, Lamaisa, with the shower? Is there a problem with the shower or not? What would be the problem? So Gemara says, just like Arboim Sa is betvila, so too Tisha Kavan is b'nesino. The Shaila is, what does it mean b'nesino? B'nesino means that somebody has to put it on? Or, no, nesino means, it just means that it has to be that the water comes from the top and you're not favorable inside of it. Some people say that there's a gear sabachal with yosef, the nefila, it's not nesino, it's nefila, it's lav dafka. And nofalolov, there's certain places that says nofalolov. And Mamela, that's the Shaila. Does it have to be in a scene of Lekoyach Gavro? The Raivin and Tomim Dame, they bring down, seems to say that it has a din like Netilas Yadayim, and you need Koyach Gavro. Koyach Gavro means that a person has to put the water on. And Koyach Gavro, that's the big Shaila. Can you turn on a faucet? Is that considered Koyach Gavro? It's just the first water which comes out of the faucet, but not the rest of the water. So if turning on the shower, it's like only helping for the first splash of water that comes out, but it's not going to help you for the water afterwards, that should be considered Kriyat Gavel. That's one possibility. The second possibility that it might not work is because it's considered Mechubar LaKarka. Since all the pipes are Mechubar, and the water is coming through the pipes, Memela, you need a Kli, and it doesn't have a Shem Kli. Just like it needs to be in the Sina, it has to be in a Kli. The Gemara says it being in a Sina. They were Tikkun Chatzva, they were Mesakin a certain special type of Kli, and therefore it should be a problem. Lamaisa, I saw the Menashe Kutin, he has Mechela Gimel. The first, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 Chuvas Mechela Gimel are all handling the Shaila. And he goes with the Ravid that it has to be Koyach Yavra and Zichr and Echanami, a shower is not going to work. However, the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Aleph, Simon Chav Dalet, he has a tshuva to say that you don't need, not a problem with Chalal. And at the end, he likes to, afterwards they show me the Ravid and tell me the name. That says not the way, but he says, Lamaisa, the Eshkol says that it's not a problem. You don't need Koyach Gavra. And he says, Befrat Bismanenu, that their Betim is Mavato, that the Takana, certainly could be Semich on those Shitas, that you don't need Koyach Gavra. So on the Piskei Tshuvas, he brings down that Kamat, Kol, Rishenim, Kol, Achrenim, Pe'echon, they all pass in that a shower is not a problem. Shower is not a problem, and like we said before, in 3 to 4 minutes, or if you're in a rush, 2 to 3 minutes could be. If you have really good pressure, maybe even less than that. Especially if you go with Chaim, no, really good pressure, and probably after a minute you're okay. Then it's really not a big deal with Chlal in a shower. The standard shower, you'll have Tisha Kavan. What's that? According to them, you don't need a kli. According to the Ravid in Echnami, they're matcha, those people that are matcha, the Ravid also. The question is, the machlok is reshain in Bechlal. Remember the price we're saying that you don't need dafka kli. Wouldn't have to be dafka kli. It could be shuvin, it doesn't have to be dafka kli. It just means that it has to be nesina. It doesn't have to be dafka kli nesina, it just can't be a tefillah. And even if it's. If the reason is for test kavan, yes. If you're going shopping because you need to buy tefillin before shacharis, then you're allowed to. But if you're going shopping because you want to buy a ketchup for after your breakfast, then you're not allowed to. It's not a heter of migu dish, keeping the hutra shopping for this, and having shopping for that. If the reason why you're doing it is for this, in a chanami, it could be also for that. That's fine. We'll get to the halachas of taking a shower before shacharis also. Beis Hashem, that's in Simon Pei Tes. That's why we didn't really handle it yet. Could be that it's mutar b'chlal to take a shower before shacharis, depending on the reason why you're doing it. Even though it says also the srachi. It does say that. We'll just have to work it out. Showerhead? Is it a problem with showerhead? It seems that the Paiskim are not worried that the showerhead should be considered more than one kli, even though it's coming out of a bunch of different places together. It's not considered more than one kli. And maybe it's not a kli b'chlal because it doesn't have a base kibul. Could be that it doesn't have a shame kli b'chlal. Some people just say to take off the showerhead and then it'll be much quicker and it won't be coming through many things. It'll be that if you're in a rush, that's the easy way. Take off the showerhead. Then you'll have Lishamani. I don't know Lishamani. You'd have one of those one big ones that they have. I don't know what the. Have to wait for those halachas. The last halach over here is benegia to. We saw this in Hilchos Nida actually at the end of Siman Kuf Tali Hey. Yeshi kosu she ain li isho nida bimei riyosu likonis beis haknesus el ispalu oi lahazkir Hashem oi liga besefer. We discussed then the Ramban in a few different places in his Pirush Al HaTorah talks about the way that Anida was dealt with in the days gone by, and the reason is out. We saw Gam Kishur Tzvalel Atenu Imedus Pnei Charisel Ubnei Umishum Minu VeKovid Eitan Kevi Lemishum Iser Ad Kam Lashen here. That's what Mishnah brings down. It was out the dinner cover. They wouldn't even speak to. That's why Rachel Yemenu, when she said to Lavan, right, that she can't get up from the camel, he says the Ramban, we don't find the Lavan even responded to her because they didn't talk to her. Somebody that was a Nida that was Roy Adam, they wouldn't even speak to her. It says that the offer that they walk on is Tamei Bechulu Alts Kavod, they say it's Zeninatu. The Maitza, I think the minig is that people do go to Shul. Many women did say, "Look, it's for Rishenus to be Mekel." May leave a noble heter. Yeah, the Mishabura says, "Min the Rishenu Noegin Heter LaOlam." The Mevarches and Mespalalais, That's certainly the minhag for most people, that they still make brachos, and they still, the poskim, the achrenim handle, how's it shaykh that a woman is not going to make a bracha, birchas hamazon? Can't say she's chayv midaraisa, all the time, we saw the suffix, which is chayv midaraisa, she's not going to be, they're mafkiyah, the daraisa. So the pashtus is that the minhag bizmanenu is that they are mevarech, they are mispalel. However, I think the minhag still is like the Mishnah Berurah says, that mikomokum lo yistakl b'sefer Torah b'shashem agvien yisrael haris la'am. That they do not look at the Sefer Torah, if she's actually seeing, not be me, leave him, she's actually seeing, she should not look at the Torah at the time that they pick up a Hagbo. They don't go into the Bezak Forest until the table. Now that gets a little bit, it's not exactly clear what the meaning is. Some people attack on egg that they never go to the Bezak Forest. The Goyin in his Igeres Agro, right, very sharp, not to go to the Bezak Forest ever, for a woman. Some people, I think that many are makbid also dafka bishas rio, bizman riyoson, not bizman libunon, even if they didn't go to the mikvah, let's say girls in seminary, they're not going to the mikvah machal, bizman riyoson, then they're more makbid than at the other times. Then also it's different shilas of going to tzadikim, going to rochalimein, or is that a chsarn, is that have the same halachis or not? Maybe it could be that certain places are. Her for sure, any place that a kohen is allowed to go doesn't have it in a basic forest, and her that would be mutter for them. That's Simin Peches. Simin Ayin Ches. Mi shenitzach lato mayim b'shas akriyo. The mechaber says that yikur v'ischol meiragul v'shitzin al birko poitzik atchiyich lo mayim b'chayzus likreis. Afilum naflo abugadavish m'tefeach v'nas latzfiach kivon she'im mechusim v'bigdoi. Says the mechaber that for a person was nitzach l'nekov in the middle of Kriyashma, or Birchas Kriyashma, as we'll see. And during the time that the Meir Aglaim is Shaitas in, it's certainly usher to be Kuri Kriyashma. That's a machlekes whether or not it's a din derabanan or din deraiso. We know Keneged Amud, which means at the time that he's being Matal Meir Aglaim and there's a stream, at the time that he's being Matal Meir Aglaim and there's a stream, that's when there's Issa deraiso. Once it's already on the floor, there's no Issa deraiso. Let's say it's not on the floor, he's being matamei raglayim, but it's not coming out as a stream. It's being shaitis. It's dribbling down his legs. That is machlekes rishonim as to whether or not that's a din issur d'oraisa or not. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Kasam magan avam shem arosh. This is in ayin vav. The shaitis loy chashiva neged ha'amud v'shari mid'oraisa. V'agoyis agarim chayim tanzer mechak v'ze ayin shom. That's a shalom and a din d'oraisa. Certainly, he's asur chazal, asur him at least. If it's not Issa Daraisa to say Kriya Shema at the time that he's being Matamei Raglayim, if it's just being Shaitis. Once it's already, he's already finished, then it's only Issa Darabanan, and they were Mekel. If it's not Tefeach HaManas Latfiach, for sure it's not a problem. If it's Begadim, even if it's Begadim or Tefeach HaManas Latfiach, if it's covered over with another Beged, he's allowed to continue. And Vim Noflamei Raglayim Ba'aretz, Marach Mi Amar Ba'amit. And if they're on the floor, then be Marach Ikar Ba'amit. Now, what's the halacha with regard to, I was asked this, that what's the halacha with regard to sometimes after a person's matal meir aglayim, some of the tzipas meir aglayim end up in his begadim? Is that a problem lechatchila? B'diyavet, for certainly it's not a problem. First, that happens in the middle of kriyashma, that's certainly not a problem. Hoya kariv eskil meir aglayim sheitzino birkov, even if tefeach manas latfiach, it's not a problem. Certainly, if it's a person's underwear and it's covered over by his pants, then it's certainly it's not a problem. And where the shell is, lechatchila. Is that a problem? The Kaf HaChaim is Medayik from the Mechaber, Hoyakurv is Chilam Aragayim Shaitin. Mashmah is only B'diyavet. Well, the Chatchila and the Chanami person should be Makbid, even if it's Tefeach Manas Latfiach, even if it's covered over, not to be Kuri Krishma. However, that's the Chura Dafka in a case where it's Tefeach Manas Latfiach. But if it's not Tefeach Manas Latfiach, the Chatchila is not a problem. Not only that, we're going to see very soon, Be'ezir Hashem, in Simon Tzadi Beis, that Halacha is, we saw it already in the Rosh. The Rosh brought this down. Mashtin lo yispal ad sheyishe kedei hiloch arba amis. Somebody that's mashtin should not. First, the Gemara thought it means he has to. After he's mashtin, he has to move arba amis. Then the Gemara comes out that no. After he's mashtin, he has to wait arba amis. We didn't see the Gemara. Just the Rishonim brought it down. He has to wait kedei hiloch arba amis. What's the reason why? It says the Mishnah Berurah after arba amis shiru chachamish ani tzeitzis sheba amasei kolam bechtusai. After arba amis, you could presume that the tipois the nitzeitzis of the miraglam which are left over are going to be absorbed inside of his begging. Vayis says that it's not a problem lechatchila to be mispal with a small amount. Certainly when it's covered over, even tefeach manas latfiach is a possibility. Kav HaChaim says lechatchila one should not be mispal with tefeach manas latfiach he has the yechidus to change his begadim. However, that's only tefeich when not latvich. Just a few tipuris, then that would not be a problem. Those are the halachas of Ayin Chet, which are nagia. I hope the rest of the halachas there are not doing again. The Mechaber says in Siman Tamachay, Hanichnas lebeis haknes amat tzibur kuren kriyas shma yishivzik b'shas hakriya. One of the halachas, kore sirugin, dainu shehis kalikris yishivzik b'im eshtiga b'im edibur v'chazir u'gomra afilu shakit yiligum arzkula yato afilu hayhevzik machmas aynis. This din of shakit yiligum arzkula, just to be makdim, that we say that if you shakit yiligum arzkula, the halacha is that it has to be chayzal arayish. What's the pshat? Why is that the shear of Shokhid Eligimur Skula? Why is that considered a shear hefsik? Kimdumani, the reason is because once a person stops for the amount of time that he's able to be mashlim the thing that he's in the middle of, mitchila v'atzoif, then you can't say that he's still in the middle of the thing that he was davening. If you're in the middle of Shema, and you stopped for enough time that you could have said the entire Shema, then how could you tell me that you're still in the middle, and you're just mashlim? If a person mashlim for 10 seconds, do you understand? He's still in the middle, he just stopped for a second, he blew his nose, whatever it is. Where's the point that we say that you lose your ability to say that you're still in the middle? That it's kilo as if you're mafsik and you're mitzniach das and refkiya, you're kriya. Where's that point? That point, Chazal say, is by shakadei legemar skuloi. If you have the, which Yerushalmi says, which the Gemara Megillah says, from mitzchila v'atzeif. Not from where you're holding till the end, mitzchila v'atzeif. Memela, if a person is in the middle of Shemar Nesrei, let's say for example, and it takes him generally 5 minutes to Damit Shemar Nesrei, and he stops in the middle for 5 minutes, then how could you tell me that I'm still in the middle of my Shemar Nesrei? In this amount of time that you stopped, you could have said the entire Shemar Nesrei. So how can I look at you as if you're still in the middle of Shemar Nesrei? According to the Ramah and the Shita Sar Mikutzi, that's only if you didn't have the Yecholis to daven for those 5 minutes. But if I had the Yecholis to daven for 5 minutes, so I was never mafsik. At any given point, I could have continued. I never really stopped. You're right that I wasn't talking, but it was never a hefsik. A hefsik is that I was being mafsik and mafkiya my dibur, mafsik my kriya. Kokama that I have the yichilas at any given time, pas basala at any point to continue, that's not considered a hefsik. How do we paskin? So we saw machlokes yerushalmim, the Rif and the Rambam. This is a classic, it's a great example of halacha lemaisa from the Rishonim down. We have a Gemara which seems to be a stira in Shokhid Eligmar Eskuloi. Is it Chayz L'Reish, not Chayz L'Reish? How do we go L'Maisa? We have a Rif and a Rambam that they go that there's like no chilek between whether it's Shom Machmas Oynis or not Shom Machmas Oynis. The whole Nidin is where were you Mafsik? If you were Mafsik in Tvila is much more Chomer Linin Hefsik. Afilu Melech Shel B'Shleimai Le'afsik. So we see that the Dinim of Hefsik are much more Chomer in Tvila. B'Meila were Machmer B'Negeh to Tvila. If you were Shokhid Eligmar Eskuloi, it doesn't make a difference why you were Shokhid Eligmar Eskuloi, even if it wasn't an Oynis. The Rif and the Rambam, they hold that you have to go back Chayz L'Reish. Any other place, Megillah, Halal, Kriyashma, any other place that you're in the middle, doesn't have such Chumrah when you get to Hefsik, then it doesn't make a difference why you're a Mafsik. You do not have to go back Chayz L'Reish. You're Chayz L'Makom Shepasak. And we know the Mechaber's rule is, if you have a Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, you take the two out of the three, Rif and the Rambam, and the Mele would go like that. And that's how the Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam. That in Kriya Shema, you'll never have to go back, even if you were hifzik, even if you spoke, you started schmoozing with somebody about who knows what you're going to buy for supper, 5 minutes, doesn't make a difference. Chayz L'makom Shepasak. That's Shitas Amachaber. However, the Rif, the Rosh, Taisas and the Rosh, they both boil down to Sar Mikutzi, that there's a chilek, Givensach, it depends how the person was mafsik. There's no chilek between Tvila or anything else. Everything has the same halachas. Just the reason, the shaila is, why were you mafsik? Were you mafsik because it was usher for you to daven? You weren't roi to daven? I shouldn't say usher. You weren't roi to daven? Or is the reason because you were mafsik, you were roi to daven, you stopped for a different reason? Tam to shmuz. If the reason is because you stopped because of an oinus, then the halacha is that you're choyz l'roish, if it's shokhid yeligmur eskuloi, but if it wasn't mafas oinus, then even if it's shokhid yeligmur eskuloi, you're not choyz l'roish. That's the sikum, that's how the Ramah paskins. The Ramah goes like the Taisa and the Rosh, Kedarkai, not like the Rif and the Rambam, even though you have Ravid Rishenim going one way, Ravid the three Rishenim that the Beis Yosef takes going one way, the Ramah goes with the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and we pass in like the Sar Mikutzi, that it's... I'm sorry?
The
And if you're worse off, you were an einus. Why are you worse off if you were an einus? Because since you're an einus, you weren't able to daven. That's considered hefsek. If you don't have the yichelus to daven, then you're hufsak. Then that's mamish considered hefsek, because you need to have the yichelus to daven if you wanted to. Now, what's considered a hefsek? What's considered an einus? So, there's a shayla in the achrayim we saw, the Bach, the Magen Avraham. What's considered an einus? The Magen Avraham names on that an einus, when he gets a tefillah, were more machmer what's considered an einus. And it's not just an einus that the mokum is not roy, or the person is not roy, that it was usher midino for the person to daven. Even an einus of an anas, a guy comes and he sticks his hand over the person's mouth, and for 5 minutes he's not able to talk. That's also considered an einus, even though halachically he was able to daven. But since Bimitzis wasn't able to daven, that's also considered a hefsek b'negiyat the tefillah. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha. Because since we know that the Rif and the Rambam are machmer, even if it's not an einus at all, so at least we'll be machmer this type of einus, that it should be considered a einus b'negiyat the tefillah, and he would have to go back to the beginning. However, everywhere else, in Halal, in Shema, in Megillah, these places, the only time it's considered an einus is Afkov, who is an einus medino. There was a dirty diaper. There was something there that was Asur Midina. There was Miraglayim. There was something Toya. Something there that he was not allowed to daven. In such a case, that's when he has to go back to the beginning. Now, what's the halacha with regard to Kriyat Shema? Just to be misakan the halachas. The Biur halacha comes out that if the person is in the middle of Kriyat Shema and he stops, Kedei Ligmor as Kula Kriyat Shema, then he should go back to the beginning of Kriyat Shema and say it again. However, if a person is in Birchas Kriyat Shema, then it's different. What's considered Mitchila V'ad Sof? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the way that he comes out at the end of the day is that Dafka, if he was Mafsik from the Kedei Ligmor Kulay from Yoytzer Arvar Yechoshech to Gaal Yisrael. Then what happens? Let's say he's in the middle of Avarabo. And he was Mafsik from the beginning, for the amount of time that it takes him to say, let's say it takes 5 minutes to say from Yoytzer Arvar to Gaal Yisrael, Avarabo takes him a minute to say. From Yitzhar to go Yitzhar takes him 5 minutes. If he stopped in Avarabah for 5 minutes, then what happens? Then he goes back to the beginning of Avarabah. He doesn't go back to the beginning of Yitzhar. He goes back to the beginning of that bracha. If he's in Shema, he goes back to the beginning of Shema. If he's in Yitzhar, Shema is even if you're just the amount to say Shema. If you're in the middle of Emes V'yatsiv and you stopped for 5 minutes, then you go back, says Mishnah Berurah, to Kriya Shema. Because Kriya Shema is together with Emes V'yatsiv. Now, it's not exactly clear what the Biur Halacha holds if you're in Yoytzer Ar. If you're in Yoytzer Ar, in Avarabah, in Emes V'yatsiv, it's clear that's what he says at the end. If you're in Yoytzer Ar, what's the Halacha if he stops for 5 minutes? And he stops for 5 minutes. This just happened. Somebody told me. Case happened Shavuos morning. Shavuos morning. He fell asleep in the middle of Yoytzer Ar. And he woke up by the Shlil Shemoneh Esrei. 5, 6, 7 minutes later. So now, we'll have to dawn on that. Is sleeping, what's the halacha of sleeping? Does sleeping have a din of ha'inus that imam is going to daven? Or not? Well, what happens in the middle of Yetzer Ar? What's the din in that case? So zichru is shaka delegar raskule. Let's pretend that the guy, it was us for him to daven. It was us for him to daven. What's the halacha? So the Biur halacha at the beginning of the siman says that there are those that want to say that any derabanan, b'chol davar shumilta derabanan in regei lechashash brach levatola yesh la'ayin imshavak kdei ligmar kuloi afilu ba'aynet im yachal ha'reish. It says yesh la'ayin by anything which is derabanan, since we have shittas that hold you never go back by these brachas, the Rif and the Rambam, that maybe any time that it's a shayla of a brach levatola you shouldn't go back. So by emes v'yatsiv, going back to the beginning of the bracha, it's not a brach levatola. Going back to the beginning of Shema, it's not a brach levatola. If you're an avarava going back to the beginning, it's not a brach levatola. But if you're yesh la'ayin and you go back to the beginning, that's where Nishal of Brachal Vatal. Brachal Hashem, Kinu Melchol, Am Yitzhar Varechesh, Hashem Yitzhar Kol. That's the Shal of Brachal Vatal. What would be in that case? L'chur the Mashmois, the Stimus HaMishnah Berurah, L'chur is Mashma, that, like he comes out, Midivri Derech HaChaim, Ach Midivri HaDerech HaChaim, B'Mash HaKasna Ni Kriya Shema, Mashma, the Birchas Kriya Shema, Gamkin Adin Kamei Be Kriya Shema. Even though other birchas brachas that are there abundant, we're going to be machmer for this. But by birchas kriyashma, it has the same thing as kriyashma, and you go back to the beginning. That's what it seems like he's passing at the end, even though we never said it lahedi by yitzar. The mashmois would be that he would go back to the beginning of yitzar. And I didn't see anybody. I saw Shrein Alachas of Chaim handling this. He was, although the Heintek of Paiskim, when they bring down the halacha, they're not machalik between yitzar and anything else. That would be in yitzar lachar. You would have to go back to the beginning. But you're never going to be going back, if you're in a different bracha, you're never going to be going back to the beginning of Yetzer Ar. So, two tanoim. First of all, the only time that you go back to the beginning of the bracha that you're in is dafka if it's shok day ligmar es kuloi, dahinu from yoter ar till gal yisrael. Then you go back to the beginning of the bracha that you're in, and it's dafka if it's an oifin that the person was an oinis that he wasn't allowed to daven, either because he wasn't roi or because the makam wasn't roi. Now, what's the halacha of the two cases that we just mentioned beforehand? This case that we just mentioned before, and the guy falls asleep. He's not roy. There's no way for him to daven. That I heard from Berkowitz is not considered any roy, because the maestro mentions roy. In a chrami, he fell asleep, but in din, there's no iser for him to daven. I mean, it's not a problem. The other shayla that I asked him was, this is even more of a chiddush l'choro, what's the story if a person did, he has a shayla in psak, he doesn't know what the halach is. He skipped part of yeter. And he doesn't know if he's supposed to go back, if he's not supposed to go back. He doesn't know. He's allowed to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. He has to say with the timing, without the timing. His Siddur doesn't have the timing. And he's by Yechidus. We saw last month, it was the Shiloh, whether or not you're allowed to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish without the timing, if you're not with the Tzibur. What are you supposed to do? So he starts looking it up in Shgiyas Miyovin, and then he realizes that it's not the wrong Sefer. So he looks it up in the Mishnah Berurah and the Art School and this. Next thing he knows, it's 5-6 minutes, and he hasn't gone weiter. The shayla is that considered shakti lima skurlo? There he wasn't allowed to continue l'chora. He didn't know. As the halacha, he wasn't allowed to continue. There also, Seder Berkowitz is not considered a shakti lima skurlo. That's a problem because in din it's mutter. He got it, didn't know what the halacha is. But in din, it's not that there's an iser be'etzem in for the person to daven. It's not that the makom is not roy, the mention is not roy. Just he punk didn't know, chesaron yedia. But it's not that the makom is not roy and therefore he would not have to go back. So whether he goes to sleep, whether he goes to fell asleep, he would not have to go back in those cases. He might not remember where he's holding in the bracha, which is slightly, you could always go back to the beginning, Amer Loritz, wherever it is, at the beginning, if it was on Yontif. Anytime that you don't, as long as you don't have to go back to the beginning of the Baruch Atah Hashem, Lachari knows he said that would be okay. Now, what's the halacha of lechatchila to be masik for that amount of time? Should not machmasenis. Can the person stop in the middle? Shalei machmasenis for 5 minutes. So Mr. Brewer brings down for the Magen Avraham that it's not kedai to do that. Lechatchila lo yavtik lishus kedai lingmor et kulai filu shalei machmasenis. What's the makar Magen Avraham? What is the Magen Avraham quoting? A Teisvis in Rosh Hashanah. Teisvis in Rosh Hashanah says, I don't understand how they say zulas, which was some sort of piyut that they would say at the end of Emes V'yativ. How do they see the chazan is saying Zulas takes 5 minutes to say it and the Olam is just quiet? What's going on over here? Says the Magen Avraham, we see from here the Chora that you shouldn't stop lechatchila. One should not stop even if he's not an Einus, because the person's not an Einus over here. So the truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan says that this Tesis is going like the Shittas of the Rif and the Rambam that hold that it's a problem to stop even if it's Shalei Machmasenis. And Meila, that's why he was bothered. But we don't pass in that way, La Halacha. It is a little bit of a Chiddush. What should be the problem to stop if it's Shalei Machmasenis? If the only time that it's considered a Hefzik, if it's you stop Machmasenis, then why should it be also to stop Shalei Machmasenis? Even though we found that the Rif and the Rambam were Machmir, Shalei Machmasenis, that was only in Tefillah. We don't have any Shittas. We have three Shittas brought down on the Beis Yosef with regard to the lachis of Hefzik. None of them said that if you're Shah, Shalei Machmas Einis, in Berachas Kriyat Shema, you have to go back to the beginning. Rabbeinu Yonah said, it doesn't make a difference when it is, you never have to go back. The Rif and Rambam said, only when you get to Shemoneh Esrei. And the Tzarmik Utsi says, Dafka V'Zan Einis. So no one holds that it's a problem. But Lamaya said, that's how the Mishnah Berurah goes, and lechatchila one should not stop. And B'meilo, that's why he has a problem also by Berachas Kriyanim. Kol Shekin by Berachas Kriyanim, which is alright, so not to stop lechatchila. Lamaisa, the way that he comes out by Berachas Kriyanim is that Lachor, it's a problem. Be'etzem, it should be a problem. Because here, how long does it take to say Berachas Kriyanim? It's pretty quick here. Standard morning, 45 seconds, the whole thing is over. The Nigun that they say, that they sing, you know, Shavuot. They have, it's only how many times a year do they have a chance to Duchen? It's only on Yantif, only Musaf, only when it's not Shavuot. That's when they sing here in Eitz Yisrael. In Merak also, that's the only time they duchen, really, right? But, and then they sing, they give a nice rendition. They're, l'chera, it could be, no, that's not so long. 45 seconds would be a problem, but it's not a problem. Comes along the Be'er Halach and he says that maybe it's not a problem, the singing is a chelek. The singing is the chelek of the bracha. Now, why is the singing a chelek of the bracha? I'm not exactly sure why the singing is a chelek. Maybe since that's the way that they always do it, that turns into a chelek of the bracha. It's interesting because here in Eretz Yisrael, 99.8% of the time they don't think. So on Yontif, when it's not Shabbos, then becomes the chilek of the bracha. Zachar it's a chiddush. I saw a different shayla. I don't know if you could tell too. Who's davening in the middle of Birchas Kohanim? But it's a heftik in the middle of the that's why the Gaon says you only say the shorter one every time, so it shouldn't be considered a heftik. You're right. You only say the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Shelach, Chalamoitzei Shelach. That one's much shorter. It doesn't take so long. You're right. I can tell you that how long they sing here, you can say both the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Yiratzen afterwards. Tried and true. It says that's the only time that you get to say that. If you only say the Yiratzen, then you're missing out on what Chazal told you. Chazal says that somebody has a dream. We'll see him at Shem in the end. Chazal says somebody has a dream should when the Kohanim are saying Birchas Kohanim, you should get up and say Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what you should say. You can say the Yiratzen, you're not mekayim what Chazal said. So the whole epoch can say the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you have time, also say the Yiratzen, and you have time. So what's that? No, because as long as it's increment, it's not a problem. As long as you're
2 minutes every time.
No, we'll get up to that in a second. We'll get to that in a second. Can you be mitzarefin? If a crane doesn't think it's a problem, maybe if a crane doesn't think it's a problem. Unless you understand that since they're singing, there's other people singing, so then that's already, that comes the chelik of the bracha. Since there generally is people singing, the fact that you have one crane who's not singing, that's not going to be mafkia. I saw that they handle, the Isha Yisrael brings down, that Rav Neuwirth was ma'ur, he writes, Rav Neuwirth was ma'ur, that when they say the bracha achrita by Sheva Brachis, they don't sing. And there lechera, it could be kedei ligmor eskulai. So it didn't seem like Rav Neuwirth was saying that's a problem, but maybe lechatchila one shouldn't do that. That was the shayla. He brings down there from Rav Shlomo Zalman that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the singing is also a chelik of the shevach of the bracha, and really it's not considered a problem. Yesh la'ayin, if you could say the same thing when you get to Birchas Kohanim, also the shevach of the bracha, the talmud should be davening at the time. Yesh la'ayin. But lamaisa, the minhag ha'olam is lechera that it's not a problem. It's also, it's only din lechatchila. Lamaisa, we paskin that it will only be if it's machmas einis, and this is not machmas einis. A meila lechera, it's not a problem. We're only handling lechatchila shabai, which according to the Aruch HaShulchan lechera, you don't have to worry about it because we don't even paskin that way. According to the mechaber, for sure it's not a problem because it's not tefillah. No. Something that he has to do in the middle of Shemini Atzeret, but it's never before Shemini Atzeret. It's like Shema in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema. Yeah. You have to be, if it's 5 minutes, 7 minutes. Yeah, that was quick. The nusach is a longer nusach. How do we reckon the Shia? How is Shia Kedei Ligmar Eskulai? So we saw the Gemara in Megillah says in Nuches Amar Beis that it's Kedei Ligmar Eskulai Mitchila Vatzayit. Kim Loikein Asata Devarech Leshirim. One time the guy's going to be holding by Moedim, it's going to be 1 minute. One time he's going to be holding by Shiva Shevtenu, it's going to be 3 minutes. One time he's going to be holding by Bracha Dashem, the first Bracha, it's going to be 6 minutes, however long it takes him. So in Asata Devarech Leshirim, it's always Kedei Ligmar Eskulai Mitchila Vatzayit. Now, who's the person that we reckon with? Do we take a general a poll of everybody and take the average? That we saw the Rishonim brought down from the Rishalmi. That's how it's brought down the Halacha that we go. Dafka kafi the kurit. That's what we paskin. That's dafka lefi misharin in and ashila fi a kurit. Let lefi rei bnei adam. Mameila, if a person knows that it takes him 4 minutes to the Shemayin Esrei, even if he's davening in the mirror and they wait 8.5 minutes, doesn't make a difference. We go buzzer 4 minutes. Mitzachein, if it takes them 16 minutes and in the mirror they do 8 minutes, then also you go 16 minutes. That's with regard to Shaka Kedei Ligmar Eskulai. Now the big shayla is, what happens if generally I daven in a slower minyan? So I have more time for Shema, it takes me 2.5 minutes to say Shema. Today I'm in a rush, I gotta catch my bus, and I took a later minyan. So my Shema this today is taking me in 1:44. So it's 45 seconds less. What's the story? Do you go buster me regularly or not? So I saw the Isha Yisrael brings down from Chaim Kanievsky that in a Chanami you go buster l'chorei mistavra that you go buster today, Mitzorachim. Now, two things. First of all, I saw the Chatchilo that in Rami, that is Mustaver. Why? Because if the whole Lamdus is that it's considered a hefsik. Because you could have davened and said the entire Tefillah in this amount of time, then it goes Zatzer today. You could have said the whole Tefillah in this amount of time. But Mitzad Sheni, Lachura, you have the same Shaila as the Gemara says, Nasat Levercha Lishirin. And even though it's different than that case is, depending on, Lachura is the same Nakuda. Lachura, even it could be Mechalik possibly. But Nasat Levercha Lishirin, depending on yesterday, it took me 3 minutes to daven. Today it took me 2 minutes to daven. Tomorrow it's going to take me 4 minutes to daven. So every day it's going to be, so Shokadeli Gemara's Kula of Shema is going to be different. Lachura should be an average of generally what it takes the person. And not only that, it's going to be exceedingly difficult to figure out how long it takes you on today, right? If you know generally, it takes me about 2 minutes to say Shema. Today, I was in a little bit of a rush, so and I lost myself in the middle of Leman Yirbi Yumechem, and I don't know how long it's going to take me. How long did I stop? How long was it take me? Exactly how fast was I going that I should be able to figure out? I don't even know on a regular day as a person. I, probably, if I go around the room and ask the Olam how long it takes them to say Shema, Birkas Kriya Shema, beginning to the end, probably most people won't be able to tell me. Maybe they'll be able to tell me in the minion that I daven, it takes me 7 minutes. If I daven by myself, I don't know. If I daven, or Shemar Nesrei, how long does it take you Shemar Nesrei? I don't know, somewhere between 4 minutes and 6 minutes. 4.5 minutes and 5:25. Right? So now, you stop for 5 minutes, what do you do? I don't know. So what's the halach in such a case? What's the halach in that case if a person is shocked, shocked, you don't know. You don't know how long you stop for. First of all, what's the case of Shaki Ligamus Kula? Let's just talk about a standard case. A person in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema has to excuse himself to the bathroom. So, if he has to be Matol Gdelim in Echlam, it could take 5 minutes. Whatever it is the amount of time that it takes from beginning to end. However, Shaki Ligamus Kula, it's not a very difficult case. How do you reckon the amount of time from the time that you stop Lachur till after he washes his hands? In Kuf Gimel, Mishnah Berurah declares, he says if you have to walk from the outhouse to your house to wash your hands, you count that amount of time because you could clean your hands on Komi the Demanki. Now, Bizmanenu, every bathroom has water outside of the bathroom. The only question is, if you came out of the bathroom and Taka the water was turned off because they're fixing the pipes, and you have to walk around for 2 minutes, then you can clear it. Then Yesh Lion. Derechlal, it's from the time that he stops till the time that he washes his hands. Which could be... What? He could do, wash his hands. That's exactly what the Bir Alach was saying. The Bir Alach was saying that in a case, you don't have... You could wipe your hands, but if you have to wipe your hands, but you're supposed to wipe in between each finger. It'll take you a lot shorter to just turn on the faucet than to wipe each finger. Now, if a person doesn't have water, then that's what the Bir Alach declared. So let's say it's 5 minutes, he leaves for 5 minutes, Shaggy Lee was going. Now, I have no idea how long it takes me to say Shema. I know it definitely takes me somewhere between 4 minutes and 7 minutes. I don't know. I don't know how long it takes me. So now he should go back or he should not go back? He should go back in the... He's in the middle of Yitzhar and he has to stop. That's a Shaila of a Bracha. What do you do over here?
Sabal.
For some reason, we don't... What's that?
Count Shema or just the Bracha?
If you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, then it has to be the amount of time that you stopped from the beginning of Yitzhar Or to Bal Yisrael, then you go back to the beginning of that bracha. So, what does a person do? So I saw, DJ Saul brings down at the bottom from the Leket HaKemach, who says that if a person has a suffix in Kriya Shema, whether or not he was Shofet Eilig Moras Kuloi, so then, maybe Al Tzvek Tzveka, you don't have to go back. Because maybe it's only considered Kedei Ligamor Eskulai from the beginning of Yetzer Ar till Gal Yisrael. Even when you're in the middle of Shema, maybe Shema is not an entity in and of itself. In the middle, if you have a suffix, whether or not it's Kedei Ligamor Shema, you have a Tzvek Tzveko. Maybe it's only Kedei Ligamor Eskulai from the beginning of Yetzer Ar till Gal Yisrael. And even if it's just Shema, maybe Taka didn't stop for that amount of time. Maybe you want to be Mitzad, you don't have to go back. But Lachor, we're only talking about Shema, you might as well go back if you have the time. Because there's no Brachal Vatalas over here. That's the Pashtas. However, it gets much more problematic when we're talking about a bracha. What do you do in such a case? Now, l'chura, if it's a bracha, which is not tefillah, I would say that certainly, if a person has a suffix in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, he should not go back. Dainu. If you have a suffix in Emes V'yatziv, you go back to the beginning of Emes V'yatziv, or beginning of Shema. If you have a suffix in Avarabah, go back to Avarabah. But if you have a suffix in Yetzer Ar, I would say that one should not go back to the beginning of Yetzer Ar because it's Tzvek Tzveka. First of all, it could be that if it's a Shaila of a Bracha Levatolo, that the Mishnah Berurah had a suffix at the beginning, whether or not a person should go back. The Maisi seems to be Machriya, yes, but it's a Safik. The Akamashin seems to say not that way. And in this case, you have a Safik, B'chla, whether or not you stop for that amount of time. Mamela would think that in this case, if a person has a Safik, then he should not go, in Yetar, L'chura, he should not go back. No, it's as long as it's said in Reifen of Tfilo, then L'chura is not a problem. If you're L'chura. Doesn't mean that a person should go back and say it again and again. But over here, where you have a reason to go back, lechera would be okay. Now, if a person, then you would go back also. If you're in Yetzer Hara, you would go back. Yes. If the reason why you stopped is because you were in Einus. Now, with regard to what was being necessary here beforehand, can our hefsekis mitzarfim? If a person stops for 3 minutes, then he stops another 3 minutes, and stops another 3 minutes. Sach HaKol is 9 minutes, that's Shokadei Ligmar Skula. Is that Mitzar? So we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger declares that, he brings in Rishalmi, he's Mitzafik. The Chur, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be Machriya, that it's not a problem. Why? Because he says that if a person is holding by Shira Chadash and he's waiting for the Chazan to get to start Shemin Esay, so he can answer Kaddish Kedusha, it's not a problem of Shokadei Ligmar Skula, even the Chatchila. It's not a problem, you're allowed to do that. He says, but it's better is if you're holding by Ezra Tavisein and you realize you're going to have to wait, say Ezra, and wait, stop, Aviseinu, go very slowly, that way you won't be mastic. Fek zechashayla, what are you gaining? L'chore, in between your Ezas and your Aviseinu, you have 2 seconds. Between your Aviseinu and the next word, you have another 2 seconds. At the end of the day, you're going to still have Shaka Dilek Maritzkulay. So Shayla and Yerushalmi, whether or not it's Mitzar. So you could say it's only Shayla and Yerushalmi, we don't know, so this is better. But I would say, Luli's Mustafin Amin, I would say that the Yerushalmi only cleared Rashlish and Ashlish and Ashlish. The Yerushalmi did not clear, if you have 47 different times that you stopped for 1 second, the person that dams a lot of kavanah, and before every single word he's mechavin. Ezras, and he thinks, Aviseinu, he thinks, Ato, he thinks. So we count all the different halakim in between? No, that's the way they dam. Alderech, Mashal Ba'almo, that we saw in 7 Peches, that you can only be mitzar of 3 cups together. So too over here, you can only be mitzar of 3 together. You can't be mitzar of more than that, because that's the oifen of davening, that's not a hefsik v'chlal. That's not considered a hefsik. And in a chanami, even the chatchila, that would not be a problem. That's sif aleph, sif beis, kar kriyashma, minis, the basic kinesimot, the tibur shakarin kriyashma, tzarech le kisimeim, posik rishin, shlayira, ki ilu, ein arayt, le kabbalah, moch shamayim, mechavirif. Mashmoy says that you don't even have to say baruch shem, some people say you should, I think maybe the minigar ilim is just to say shema, if you're in the middle of psukim, the zimru kadayma, hu adinu mu beis haknesis, varim edivri tachnunu psukim, memokim shirash ha'ilistik, avlam mu asim mokim shayinu ha'ilistik, mi baruch shem ha'ilich, lo yafsik. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah said that in Baruch Shamar that one could be mafsik. That one could be mafsik. Acharinim kolsin debirchas Baruch Shamar v'yishtabach v'zuk d'zimmer yesh lafsik k'dei l'amal shemayim v'tzibur. That's how Mishnah Berurah passes the Maaseh. Now he continues. I'm sorry. The Mishnah Berurah says who adin shar davar shatzibur oimin goyin tila l'david oyalenu kari marim shekin deracheres. Anything else that the tzibur is saying, you should stay together with them. Now, what does that mean? You come in the middle of saying Matrevo Alecha Yaakov, you have to say Matrevo? Whatever it is, so when do you stop? Well, whatever it is, the thing that you came in, it's not exactly clear. The Maish of the Minig Olam is not this way. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out, he says the Minig Olam is just by Aleinu to do Vanachnu Kerim and Shema Yisrael. But in Echanami, the Minig is not to say everything else together with the Tzibur. Maybe Priseiches Yodecho. But I don't even think the Aruch HaShulchan says that. He says, some people say Aleinu Matzibur also. I saw that there's a shaila. What happens if you finish Shemayin Esrei later in Mincha? You finish Shemayin Esrei and the Olam is holding by Aleinu, and you didn't say Tachnun yet. Should you say Tachnun or you should say Aleinu? The Olam is saying Aleinu. So L'chur, the Pashas is, you should say, if the Olam is saying Aleinu, you're supposed to say Aleinu together. And then you say Tachnun. Remember my Rebbe in 9th grade, that's what he said. He says, say the first Chelek of Aleinu, and then before Valken, then you can say Tachnun. I saw from Aviyashiv that he said that you should be Masmach Tachnun to the Masmach Tachnun to Shemayin Esrei. If you that, you'll say that. It doesn't look like he's being Kofer, because since you're going down, everybody sees that you're saying Tachnun. That is a Kain Kriya, maybe even. Kain Kriya, Vanachnu is saying Tachnun. L'chur that you could do, Yetzideh Shteim, you can wait till they get up to Vanachnu Kerim and bow without saying anything, and then say it. So you weren't maftik with any Dibur B'chlal, and you said Tachnun right after Shemayin Esrei, L'chur Yetzideh Shteim. That would be the Eitzah. What difference is Tachnun standing you do not lechatz kiddush supposed to say tachlis then. Maybe you could, but yeah, as Mishnah Berurah says, only it's a shas tachak. You shouldn't. That's you shouldn't say. Possibly you could in a konami. The last halacha, kara kriyashma v'nes beis haknesu matasibur shikarin kriyashma toiv shikriyimayim kol kriyashma mikabos karki kara batero aval eno chai rak pasuk rishon. The Mishnah Berurah says, and the Maisa Dar HaShavon says, that the minig is she'ein minogenu ken rak einu mishma Yisrael. The Maisa, the minig is not to say the entire Shema. So we don't do anything else basically aside from the pasuk of Shema and v'anachnu kerim. Basically everything else, even if the Sibur is doing it, you're not mechuyev to do it.